Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's All You Can Geek Gamescast, episode 305. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Gass, joined by Mike Sneedy.
What's up?
And Matt, Corey Feinzod.
Hey, guys.
And Tony Korkanakis. What was that?
305.
Oh, three. Okay, I was like, I thought you were just waving your hands. Listeners, we have a video podcast. If you're listening to this, we're on YouTube. You know, feel free to watch our videos. Yep. I'm actually going to be streaming. You can watch a shitty play sometimes or some really good plays in Overwatch. Yeah. I'll be streaming on Twitch and posting to YouTube. So there's one up there right now from last night, which ups and downs. And I think you actually get to hear me rescue. I'm a very nice person. You get to hear me rescue somebody who didn't know how to join team chat. So that's on the recording. Me giving him instructions and saying, don't leave now because I don't want you to die yet. You know, it's on there. It's pretty good. So, you can watch our Overwatch play. I think it was an hour long last night, the one I recorded. And follow us. We have a Twitch channel, twitch.tv/allyoucangeek. Tune into there. We'll have some videos as much as I can. Each of us can stream to that. But we also can upload our clips from our PlayStation to YouTube. So you get a couple different clips. Mm-hmm. So I'm holding the can. Sorry. Well, welcome, listeners, to episode 305. We have a great show here. Great content coming at you guys. We got a spoiler cast for Suicide Squad hitting the shelves, I think, on Friday, both video and audio, Thursday or Friday. And so look for that. If you have not seen Suicide Squad, don't tune in. Wait, tune in after you watch it. That's what I meant to say. But welcome to the Gamescast. This is the Gamescast. So, yeah, guys, let's kick it off with some gaming news, get into what we've been up to. And we're going to kick this off with Sony. PS4 firmware 4.0 is coming soon. They had some feature leaked. Not features leaked, but features talked about.
There's a preview program.
Oh, there's a preview program, yeah. So they're going to overhaul the UI a little bit, which is good. Let me explain what happens with me. And maybe this is maybe something I'm... Now, in the PlayStation's defense, Sony's defense... My PlayStation has a problem. It has multiple problems. It just, the USB ports randomly shut off on me now. But I'm trying to watch like Vudu, and they have like add tiles, and I don't know which one's mine and which one's the add tile. It doesn't have the download arrow next to it because I've already downloaded it. So one just says Vudu movies on it. The other one is the Black Vudu, and I can't remember which one is the right one. So I click on it, it brings me to the PlayStation store, and it says play the app. Like, it, you know how they always have that download arrow if you don't have it? I can't do that because I already downloaded it. But there's no way to move the Vudu actual app up in that list. So is this going to fix that so I can reorganize that list so I can actually put, like, Netflix first, Hulu second, Vudu third?
Sounds like there's folders. I don't know how the organization works in the folders, so that's going to be interesting.
I'll do it. You know what? I'll do it like I do Apple. I'll call the folder useless, and I'll throw the shit in it. And then it'll be off my screen.
Useless.
I have, on my phone, I have a folder and it says useless. And it's all that shit apps you can't remove from Apple. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, so yeah, they're doing, what are they doing here? UI improvements, folders, what else we got?
Geez, I didn't even get to look at it yet. So you guys know
Tony?
More than I do.
Ready to go. I know there's a new user interface, not user interface, user experience. There's going to be
so when you tap the PlayStation button, it's going to be you can customize it now, so you can put like your more used features there, which I think is right, yep. Which I think is pretty useful because it's like, you know, some of those options I never fucking use. So it's like, let me get rid of that. Same thing with the share button, like you'll be able to customize what you want to appear in the like the share menu. So I think it's overall good improvements.
Yeah, it's nice. They have very few tweaks. I mean, you get Microsoft releasing one pretty consistently, and then you get Sony goes with the larger batches.
Offline trophies as well.
Yeah, offline trophies and user profile, whatever that means. User profiles now allow you to compare yourself with other players. Background images can be added as personalization. I don't know what that means. Share menu also made to cover portion of the screen. Share now also sees your last uploaded to social network and ups the maximum length of Twitter videos from 10 to 140 seconds. So a couple different things in here. Yeah, so slight improvement here. And I'm guessing we're going to get something else soon. I mean, we're going to get... Did they announce that Sony event last week or did we have it the week before? I think that was last week.
That was rumored. It's definitely confirmed now.
Okay, so it's September 7th, right?
I don't know the date. It just happened.
I'm almost certain. I'm almost as certain it's the same date as Apple's press event. So
I think it is.
September 7th is a PlayStation event coming up, so look for the new Vita. And, I mean, yeah, that's the joke. Little joke. So Vita, the Neo,
it's life.
Yeah, we're going to expect the Neo to finally be announced at this event. It's definitely a hardware event. And let's be honest, they're not announcing another Vita. So it's going to be
hilarious if they don't show the Neo at all again.
It would be. Holy crap, it would be. So does this system come out this year? Again, I ask this almost every time we talk about it. You know they're announcing it now, September 7th, and rumor has it it's getting a bump in specs. If it bumps in specs, I don't think they release it this year.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. I am going to say it's coming out this year.
I agree. And I don't think it's going to have the bump specs. I think it's just going to be this what it is. That's my theory.
They might bump some other stuff, but they're not going to be able to increase the teraflops or whatever they want to
use. All those use flops.
Those words.
So, well, we'll know in less than a month, folks. Yeah. September 7th. So.
No idea.
Meanwhile, Nintendo still has nothing to announce.
Yeah, we expected them to be around.
Well, that was the rumor, but like we're halfway through August now. Like they need to give people time to, you know, be able to send people, like news outlets, you know, need to send people there and like schedule all that shit. Sure. So it's like
they would have already sent it.
I think we're quickly approaching that time, that the window of time where like that is shrinking very quickly.
Yeah.
Unless it's going to be like last week of September, you know, but
unless they stealth it out and be like, "Hey guys, want to show up tomorrow? We're doing something."
Yeah, they might do a Nintendo Direct. I don't know.
What are you looking for from them?
Just something to do with NX.
Yeah, we want the NX announcement, man. We want this news.
They said they would do it later this year, so I said earliest would be, you know, September, October, and that's
right around the corner.
Yeah, right around the corner now.
Do they still have the space show thing? Do they still do that? Isn't that in October?
Space World? And that's not just Nintendo. That's like a Japanese... That's like the Japanese Gamescom or whatever.
But they go to that, so don't they still?
They might have went back last year. They don't. They did for a while, and then they didn't, so I don't know.
It doesn't matter. They have Nintendo Directs all the time. They can just announce it whenever the fuck they want. But for some reason, they're not. And I think it's because they're trying to let... I don't know. They're not going to reaction... The thing is, they're not going to be reactionary to what Sony and Microsoft do, so why not just announce the damn thing?
Because they don't want the opposite to happen. They don't want, you know...
Well... You know that Microsoft is... You already got Microsoft's announcement, and you're going to get Sony's next month. So then where's the excuse? It'll be out the window at that point.
And the problem is they're... I mean, from what the rumors are, it's going to be severely underpowered for these systems.
If these two systems, the Neo and the Scorpio, are as powerful as they're touting, then yes, it will be behind again.
And I don't see why they wouldn't be that. I mean...
No, yeah. But there's a possibility this thing... is as a, if it's slightly more powerful than the PS4 and the Xbox One normal, it's fine. It can do 60 frames, 1080p. It can do that now on the Wii U. Can it do 60 frames?
Yeah, they optimize.
Sure, good.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I expected it as well.
But when is it supposed to come out? Like March?
March.
Early next year,
That's so not going to happen.
What else we have here? Final Fantasy 15. Hey, you guys know that there's some games out there that get delayed sometimes?
Sometimes. Every now and then.
I can probably safely say now that Last Guardian has a release date. The most delayed game in the history of games got delayed again. Because we're still counting this as what it was with Versus. It's still Versus. Yep. This is the most delayed game of all time, and it got another delay today. Coming out November 29th. It is as far back as they can push it. Until, you know, for Christmas season.
What's crazy is there's news out that the game was done, and now it's saying, well, let's push it a month. I mean, that's not insignificant, like, you know, like the Uncharted was a couple weeks. This is like a month.
2 months is huge. Like, they're missing the all-important Black Friday window.
Yeah, I'm sorry, 2 months. That's what I meant.
Yeah, they're going to miss the Black Friday holiday, which is not the end of the world because you still get some Christmas, but that's a big sales area right there.
Something definitely had to have happened because, like, I think somebody leaked that so they have like a stand-up, like a cardboard stand-up that you're supposed to display at, like, you know, GameStop or, you know, whatever. announcing, like, you know, character image and stuff like that, and the logo and the release date. Apparently, like, Square Enix mailed people, like, instructions on how to cover up the release date area with a sticker that shows the new delayed release date. And it's like, well, looks like it's real, you know, because this happened over the weekend. People are like, no, no, there's no way. They've delayed it for, like, 10 years. There's no way they'll delay it 2 more months.
It's happening. It's happening. I can't believe that. I really can't.
For that video that was out there, I would still be like, no, it's still happening. September 30th, guys. Don't worry. It's still happening.
Oh, man. I could have another bet. All right, whatever. Rumor is that there's a new Splinter Cell game in development. I'm not shocked at this.
With Ironside.
Ironside's going to be returning.
Good.
It is. I like the Splinter Cell games, so it's kind of cool to see this come out.
I've never actually played any of them.
Oh, man.
They look like I might like them.
Yeah, I think they're your style of game. Maybe. Chaos Theory was the best.
Yeah, that was the best. That was the best of all the Splinter Cell games. It had a good co-op. It had a good single player. It was good.
The multiplayer was awesome.
That's what I mean, the multiplayer. Yeah. So it's cool. I'm happy for that. We can talk about this real quick. We're going to have, now listeners, we are going to have spoiler bonus round for Overwatch, like we've said before. We'll have a season 2 preview once they finalize a lot of things. But we had some news come out today about what's coming up for there. There will be more changes as well coming, but for the season 2 competitive for Overwatch, big changes, right?
Yeah, I think definitely
pretty
needed changes, but there's a big overhaul here.
Yeah, so we get a skill rating now changed from 1, instead of going 1 to 100, it goes 1 to 5,000.
Yep.
So, but they're actually moving away from your skill ranking as being in, like, well, how you...
Yeah, that's what they don't want you to be identified by a number. They want you to identify with a
I'm more than just
tier.
It also softens that, now that I'm now 52, I was 54 at 6 o'clock today, I'm 52 now. Mm-hmm. It also softens that. Because... you can lose a few games, but I'd still be ranked gold or whatever I'm at. You know what I mean? Like, I'd still be a certain tier. The numbering is just more like you got to work a little harder to rank up to the platinum. But, you know, it's a cool idea to drop that. That's what this game's about anyways. They really hide the personal stats in this game. So by showing a number, obviously showing top 500 is different. But in terms of where everybody else is, I think it's pretty useless. We've seen people play... level 10s outplay 4-star players. You know what I mean? Like, levels mean nothing in the game. And ranking is included because, I mean, and I'm not picking on the guy that played on our team last night was a rank 56, but didn't quite get all the certain aspects of the game.
Well, I'd say he's definitely more of a fair weather Overwatch player.
Okay, I'm not saying he was a bad player at all. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that he didn't know how to go to teams, the group chat, or leave to group chat to go to team chat.
A while to figure that out.
He didn't know how to get to... there was something else we were talking about in the game. Oh, he didn't know certain call-outs, which are, I guess nowadays, it's the end of the season, so I'm getting a lot of the call-outs now with ultimates. You know, I know what an ultimate sounds like from another team. So, I don't know, it's just certain things I was like, you know, because they're ranked higher than you doesn't necessarily mean they are a better player, and in which case we'd be on the same tier anyways, so it doesn't matter. That's what I'm trying to say. So I'd still be gold ranked and not ranked by...
Well, according to the... they said what gold is going to... In the new setup, gold's going to be 20 to 24.99 or something like that.
Which we don't know what that means.
Well, that'd be around level 50 right now. No.
That'd be the 40s to 50.
I take that back.
50. So we'd be platinum?
Because they said level 6 gold. Is like the top 6% of players. So, like, there's nobody in the 80s and above, really. I mean,
there's 2 or 3. Now. I mean, there's a couple now. People.
But I'm fine with that. I'm fine with grandmaster status being, like, 3 people. But I'm all, and, you know, then there's, like, the actual master status, and then there's the diamond, and then there's platinum, and then gold. So we'd be in the platinum, which makes us feel much better about ourselves than 49.
Which is what I said they should have done from the beginning.
Yeah. And that's what they had before. I mean, they had a tier system before. It just people didn't like it when they were playing in the beta, so they switched it all up. But I mean, it works in StarCraft, and it works in Heroes of the Storm, and it works in Hearthstone. Like, every game you have that's a competitive multiplayer game has this tier system. Yeah. It's pretty much...
So that's the biggest change. What else do we have on that list? Oh, sudden deaths.
That's not the biggest change in my opinion.
Yeah. Sudden death is the biggest change. Sudden death is dead. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank God.
Good fucking riddance.
So, I mean, yeah. It is gone completely.
Yep. No more coin flip. It's just, it's gone. And I like that. It's about time. And it's about, you know, if you're on a payload map, it's time-based. Exactly what we were hoping for, Tony. Like, that is what we were talking about. Yeah. If I have 6.5 minutes on my clock because I push that payload faster than the team and they have 1:30, well, you guys got 1:30 to get further than we do in the next time through.
Yep.
I just hope they make that clear to everyone, because it's going to seem like people win for no reason if you don't know, if you haven't read these notes and they just change it that way.
I disagree with that, though. When you're in the game and you're like, oh, shit, it's overtime every time, you know you're not doing well. Like, you know that it's not good. And then when the team rolls you, you know you're getting rolled. You know you're not going to have that much time.
I know, but if it's just, like, what seems like a tie, but one went, like, I don't know, 30 seconds faster, like, and you'll be like, oh, you lose, you'll be like, what? That's all I'm saying.
But I'm okay with that.
I guess.
If you're playing competitive, you should know these rules. You should know the rules of competitive.
Yeah, the rules are new now, though.
They changed them. But I think they'll do fine. They'll probably have something in-game saying, there's been rule changes. Check the notes.
Yeah.
A lot of people won't, but I mean, a lot of people probably...
They'll figure it out. But oh, shit. When they have 30 seconds left and they lose like that, Mike. They'll figure it out.
I guess.
Did you guys watch the video, though?
I watched some, but I'm going to watch the rest. Any Sombra hints?
No, not from this
one. Every one of his videos, they try to pick apart. Like the number 20, like I said, number 23. Talk about in Slack all the time. They're trying to, I mean, I'm not saying Sombra doesn't exist. I'm just saying that everything they do, like he does, is scrutinized.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's, I would too if I was like in the conspiracy theory camp. So do you want to go in more detail about that, or just are we good with the sudden death?
I think we're good for now. We'll talk. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a a bonus round in about a week and a half for this, for the season two, because it's a 2-week break. So we'll do it right before the season two really starts to kick off, because we'll have some changes beforehand. We may even get a new character before then. Who knows?
Sombra.
I don't think we will.
You want to bet?
Before they did say that new characters are not going to be affected by seasons and stuff. So it
just, you want to make a bet?
Before season two, you're going to say we have a new character.
Yep.
Announced or in-game?
In the game.
Playable. PTR. Playable.
Does PTR count?
I'd say PTR.
Yeah,
I'll take a bet. By the end of August?
No. By the season two start, which is not the end. Well, that's about right. It is August. You're right. End of August.
Wait, when does season two start?
Well, it starts September, middle of September.
Oh, wait,
Something like that.
Whoa.
Or beginning of September.
I thought we had a 2-week break.
No, maybe so it's like beginning of August 18th, middle.
If you start on August 18th, which is the end of the season, and add 2 weeks to that, it's September 2nd.
So you're saying by September 2nd?
Yeah.
I'm in July. I went backwards.
That's a Thursday, right?
September 2nd's a Friday.
Okay. So I'd say by September 2nd, there will not be a new character.
Ooh.
Playable on the PTR. I'll take it. I'll still take it.
Oh, snap.
I'll still take it.
Tony. I didn't think you were going to. This is.
I'll still take it.
Gamescom is your. This is your.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully this Last Bastion thing will give us some hints.
Yeah.
I think they're trolling us. I think.
Oh, they're trolling us for sure.
I think the Bastion animated short is really going to be the Sombra short. I think they're just advertising as a Bastion short.
Wow. Okay. Oh, man. I'm going to
have to. Tony's going deep, man. I don't know.
Going so deep.
Yep.
So deep.
He's getting balls deep here, guys.
Oh, man. All right. Shit. Getting into what? Any other news you guys want to talk about before we get into what we've been up to? Nothing?
I think it's pretty light. Gamescom is this weekend, so
We're expecting some good stuff this weekend. Which Tony may win the bet this weekend, or I may win the bet this weekend.
Yep. I mean, the season, the Olympics thing ends on the 22nd, and Tuesday is the 23rd. So,
and Sombra would be the 23rd character.
Yes, she would. 23 coming at you, Jim. Jim Carrey.
It's happening. All right. So. Well, let's get into what we've been up to. I'll kick us off and complain that I showed this off last week. And
did you just break it?
Oh, no, it's fine.
It's fine.
Oh shit!
Buttons. That's okay. It's okay. So I played about 7 or 8 hours of Zero Escape Time Dilemma, and got through a whole bunch of the story. And I was moving into the D team because I went through all of the red team. I went through all the green. There's three teams in this game. I went through all the red, all the green. I was moving into blue, and my system actually had a battery die. I think that's what happened. That's my theory. While the game was in suspension. And all of my data is gone. So all of my progress.
Is this like a known issue? Like, if you just looked online and see
it? No, I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you what happened to my system yesterday when I turned it on. Not yesterday, the day before, and my data was gone. It's really weird. So the good news about this game is that you can skip text. So I have now played another hour and a half, and I'm back to where I was. It's pretty amazing how fast you can catch up once you've done the puzzles already and all the dialogue's done. You know what they're talking about. You just skip through things and it's
So you didn't lose all your save.
No, I did.
Yeah. He played through it all the way back to the
point. Just played it all through again.
Wow.
Catch up to where I was.
Wow.
Yeah. And there was some.
I would not have done that.
There were some puzzles that I had forgotten, so I did have a walkthrough open for those, but I already had done them, so I don't count that as cheating. Maybe. So, yeah. So I just blew through that to catch up to where I was. So now I've just caught up. I'm like two chapters. Like I have two more events to get through to get back, but I'm close.
That's impressive.
I was
the way you guys are talking about it. I didn't think you were getting back into it. I thought you were going to toss it, chuck that thing.
Nope. I wish
you had asked me if you should have restarted it.
Great. Well, now I don't know if I want to play it anymore. All right. Anyway, so I'm playing that many hours, about 10 hours now. I played that game last week, and a lot of Overwatch, obviously, only on the PlayStation 4. I haven't played on the Xbox at all, really, unfortunately. But using my Xbox controller, which on the PS4, listeners, which and viewers, I wanted to talk about. Actually, I meant to talk about that a couple weeks ago. I bought what was called the Chronos Max, and here, let me get this because we have a video podcast. Now, listeners, you can check us out on YouTube if you want to see this, but I bought two adapters, not one adapter, actually, and I'll get it real quick. So give me 1 second here.
Please stand by. There he goes. What's he got? Here it comes.
Bum, 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 bum. Audio listeners, check us out on YouTube. Sorry about
What's that?
We're describing what's happening on screen right now.
Yeah, sorry. So you get the Chronos adapter here. Let me just...
It's like a black thing.
Yeah. It's a little USB thing. It's got a little program port on the side, and then it's got another USB port, which you actually need to buy a hub for. So this does not come with a hub, listeners. If you want to do this for yourself to play your Elite controller or any controller, because this can work with Xbox, like you can play your DualShock 4 on your Xbox One. But you need a hub, because what happens is it only lasts for 10 minutes, and then some security encryption powers it off. The hub, by plugging it in the back, bypasses that. So you plug your PlayStation or Xbox, whatever system you're actually using. So let's say you're using the PlayStation. My DualShock 4 controller goes into my fourth USB hub port, and then my Xbox One Elite controller, which is the one I want to use, which is way the hell over across the room right now. Oh, Jesus.
Just breaking everything over here.
Doesn't sound good.
Xbox One Elite controller, which now has no thumbsticks on it, because they're interchangeable, it's fine, actually does have, you plug it right into that first port, and then you can use your Xbox controller on the PS4, which this controller is awesome, and I'm loving it. So,
do you think, could you do that with a 360 controller on a PlayStation 4?
I'm almost certain you can. I'm like 95% certain they said yes, you can. So you can use your DualShock 3 on the PlayStation 4.
Interesting.
So, yeah, you just plug that into that first port, and you plug into your system, and essentially you can set it up to run your You can actually program it on your computer. You don't need a computer for this. You plug that device, that little Cronus device, in your computer. You program it with what you want this to be mapped to, because there's a touchpad on the PlayStation controller, which is not on here, which is obvious. So I set it to be the right analog D-pad. For Overwatch. But you can set that up to 10 times. So you can change your button layout up to 10 times. Just press it on the Cronus and change it every time you play it. So I can have an Overwatch configuration. I can have Shadows of Mordor, whatever I want. So it's a great device. It actually works.
To throw out there.
Well, yeah. I'm just throwing out. I just looked at my wall, and that was the first game I saw. So it works very well. I was giving it a little bit of time before I said it works very well. But it does. My PlayStation disconnects from it on occasion, but that's my PlayStation, because it also disconnects from my headset. So, but yeah, that's all I've been up to, guys. If Tony, you want to go next? I'll move my stuff back.
Yeah, it's pretty much just Overwatch competitive. We've had a good string of games for the most part. Corey, the one night you and I, we just fucking rolled through people, ranked up from, like, I think 56 to 59.
Yeah, and I went from, like 46 to 50.
Yeah, we were just, like, decimating people, just, like...
I was up to 55. Ridiculous. I was up to 55. Now I'm 52.
Yeah, but, had the most intense game of competitive Overwatch with Reaper the one night. It was a control point on Lijiang Tower, I think, was it?
Yeah, the Chinese maps, yeah.
Yeah, it was, you know, control the point, so it's, like, first to
King of
three
the
and... Yeah, King of the Hill, first to three, and, you know, and back and forth. So it actually went to the fifth round.
Yeah, it went to five. And then we were in overtime on both teams for a while, too. Yeah. Like, it wasn't basically one team rolled the other team, and then, no, it was like we were both in the 90s almost every game.
Right. It was a good back and forth. And then towards the end, I look at my score, and I have the gold for eliminations, like 90. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, wow, that's a lot of eliminations. I was like, is that right? That can't be right. And I'm just like, well... 90 divided by 5 rounds, like, I guess that could be, but I'm just like, that's still a lot. I did, like, 20,000 something damage, too. It was, like, ridiculous. I was like, Corey, like, you, I think right as soon as we signed off, like, you checked my stats, you're like, you're in the top 2%. I was like, wow. That's pretty ridiculous. I'm thinking, I'm like, yeah, I don't think I'll ever have a game that's as good as that ever again, because, like, literally, I was just... I channeled the spirit of the Reaper character and just was like, die, die, like... Just like, yeah, I was just like, die, boom, 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 like, boom. Like,
no, I mean, that game was ridiculous, because you went off on that game, and obviously I was playing support, because that's what we do here, Jim.
Yeah.
I was Zenyatta, and as Zenyatta, I had 46 eliminations.
When you have a DPS that can do 95 eliminations, I'm fine with being support. So you were playing Zenyatta. You were Orban?
Yeah, as Orban, Discordant, and like, I had 46 eliminations as Zenyatta, so
that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean that's how that game was going.
Man, wow. It was ridiculous.
Were you farming them or something, or was it just a long match?
No, it just went to 5 rounds, and we went to 90 on both like every time we played. It was like 90-90.
Yeah,
it was like every very time it was evenly like, matched. Like
yeah, it was crazy. A really good evenly matched
team. That's
it was
been
stressful
the
as fuck, though.
The last two matches I played today that ranked me down two ranks, essentially, I was underdog by 2 points twice. So I'm not supposed to win those games. By 2 points, I was underdog. Not even close. By like, it wasn't like a off. So like, but the amount you lose is still the exact same as if you were the winner. Like you were
You're
losing.
Not supposed to lose as much. But I think they made up for that one time they didn't lose as much as that one game, Jim. That's what happened.
Unless you had just really bad stats in those games anyway.
4,000 healing. My healing per second is on overbuff, on Watcher. 2002, I'm ranked. Number 2002.
Nice.
Yeah, so but, second is awesome, but...
Yeah, the other thing I did, which isn't really fully game-related, but I forgot to mention on the movie cast, was I went to Otakon over the weekend, which is the Japanese anime convention on the East Coast, the biggest one. It was the last year in Baltimore. It's been there for almost 20 years, so I was like, I got to go to the last year in Baltimore, because it's kind of like, you know, it was our stomping ground for our group. I mean, I was talking to Buddha about it, and we've been going to Otakon for the past 9 years.
I haven't been back in, like, 3 or 4, though.
Yeah, but still, like, I mean, there was a good 5 or 6 years where, like, we went every year, and it was just, like, Yeah. Oh, it was just like fun because like we learned the lay of the land and like you know
we knew where the all places the places to go to eat. Yeah, yeah. We knew all of it. Yep.
The hotels to get. You know, this and the other thing is like kind of scary thinking about like man having to learn that all over again with a new you know convention center and new you know it's going to be in Washington D.C. So it's like I don't know.
Is Katsucon?
What was that?
You go in the same area as Katsucon, which is the Disney.
I don't know for sure. I will have to find out if they actually announced the venue yet. But yeah, it was fun. The unfortunately, the heat, more so the humidity, just like
horrible.
Oh my God. It was horrible this weekend. Like people were calling it Heat Wave Con, and it was so true. Like I just went in a t-shirt and shorts, and I was still like disgusted. Yeah. Like I was like an hour, and I was like, I need to take another shower, even though I took one this morning already. I just need to take another shower. And all these people were in, you know, their elaborate cosplays and stuff. I'm like, props to you people, because, like, you just got to be drenching and dripping and sweating, you know.
And these conventions are not known to be the most pleasantly smelling places either.
Yeah.
To compound that on a daily.
I'm smelly nerds everywhere.
Yeah. Actually,
it's true. It's a stereotype, but it's based on truth.
Actually, it wasn't too bad this year, because I haven't been there for, I think, 3 years myself, but it seemed more widespread out. Like, I don't think the attendance is down, but, you know, Boo and I were definitely agreeing that it didn't feel as crowded as when we were going consistently. Like, just shoulder to shoulder with people, always having to watch your back. So I don't know if there was, like, a secret area they opened up and they just weren't, you know, I wasn't privy to it and stuff like that. But, I mean, we were still busy and stuff. It just wasn't, like, as, like, you know, like, cramped, like, suffocating here. But, yeah, it was nice. A lot of Overwatch cosplay. I got some pictures, so I'll probably throw that up, including an article. I still have to finish the other one. But, yeah, good times. And makes me really look forward to New York Comic Con.
We're all going. Yeah.
So that'll be fun times.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Mike.
Yeah. I actually wrote an article myself. It's up there on our site, allyoucangeek.net. And it's about Fallout DLC. It's my wish list for it. They actually announced today that Nuka World, the last official DLC, is coming out August 30th. So that should be it for official Fallout content. Obviously, PS4 is still waiting on those mods that, you know, Xbox already has. Yeah. But I don't expect them to be too extravagant anyway. But yeah, so you can check that out. See my wish list. While I'm playing armchair developer or something, as someone has accused me of being on a website.
Internet.
N4G, yeah. I also just realized, I think, wouldn't it be cool if, like, Overwatch was really, like, the next Marvel game? Like, those are all Marvel characters. Like, you have Farrah be, like, Iron Man, and, like, I don't know. That was just something that came into my head.
Well, they're going to get copycats, so Marvel probably throw something on the copycat.
Oh, I mean, Overwatch is kind of a copycat of Team Fortress 2.
A lot of the characters seem a little redundant, like derivative of other characters anyway.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just thought like it'd be interesting because you know, like you could have a lot of like I don't know. My idea of like a good Marvel game would be a game like that.
Yeah.
You know, as long as they stay true to the characters with their abilities, but that's beside the point. Anyway. You can check that out. I haven't actually played Fallout this week. I had played it the week before. It's only been Overwatch as I clawed my way desperately back up to level 40.
It's rank 40. It's not really levels.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Rank 40. I guess that's good. I'm still playing. Characters I play is pretty much Genji and Zenyatta. Zenyatta's going to get nerfed soon, and I'm sure Genji's next because everyone's complaining about him on the internet. So, screw you guys.
Well, Zenyatta is overpowered, but not for support character.
No, he's not. He's just useful now. He was completely useless before that.
He's like, it's not that he's overpowered individually, but he is almost mandatory for a six-man team. Almost mandatory.
I feel bad when somebody doesn't take him. Like I'm like, I want to play Lucio, and then
right. No, that's exactly it. That's what it's like. If you do not have Zenyatta on your team, you are at a disadvantage. If the other team has huge disadvantage.
Weird. It's like it used to be Mercy was indisposable. Like you had to have Mercy for that res. But now it's Lucio, Zenyatta all the way. Like everybody, there's hardly any Mercies anymore.
Well, because the idea of the game is to not be dead anyways. I mean, that's the way you win a game.
Right. But like then, that's why she was so like effective and popular. Is because when you die, you are out of the game for 15 seconds, at least. So. Mm-hmm. it's interesting to see how 50 shield changed all that. Yeah. That was it.
They gave him 50 shield. It's that and the speed of his Discord.
It does make a huge difference. Like, even at, like, as Reaper, like, there are times where it's like, if he just had the 50 less health, I would have won that clearly. Like, and it's just like, sometimes it's like, oh, he melted me. Okay, cool.
Yep.
I don't know. I tend to like him just as, like, a support that, first of all, he's only a good support if you pay attention to who needs life all the time.
And he still likes him. He's still good. I think he's still good at healing. He's not Lucio or Mercy, but he's pretty good.
If you got rid of his healing orb, people would still pick him because it's all about the Discord.
Yeah, that Discord is the key. Yeah. But that's why you need him. You need him paired with Lucio so he can focus on Discord.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lucio does the main healing, and Zenyatta does the spot healing. Mm-hmm. Plus, their ults are just so good.
Yeah.
They're just so good.
They really work well in tandem, too. Like,
yes.
Well, you can put a healing orb on Lucio, and he's just not going to die.
Yeah, I did that to Corey a few games, actually. I was throwing the orb up on him. So, anything else, Mike?
No, that's really been it. Like, I've been playing this game a lot. Like, I've always have a love-hate relationship with it, but I can't, like, I don't ever really feel like playing anything else too often, so that's what it is.
Yeah. What did you place at? Like,
48. Okay. I placed at 48, and I had, like, a 16-level free fall, including a bunch of levers. I still had a lever, like, in my last playthrough that killed us. But, yeah, you know, clawed my way back up to 40. So I guess that's
impressive. Now,
yeah,
it's pretty good.
Because yeah, I was down to 31.
Like, I was proud of, like,
31 was my lowest. I think I got to. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I got down to 43. I think was my lowest, and I got back up to 51. Is my high now, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to rank up.
Yeah, it's a battle. It's a battle.
I think 54 is my lowest.
Yeah,
51 is my low.
So yeah, but yeah, same for me. Like, Overwatch has been the game. And I honestly, I'm really excited for Rise of Iron for Destiny, of course.
Yeah, I know you are.
I can't wait for that. The craziest thing is I can't pre-order it on Xbox yet. It still won't let me do it. I don't know why.
It's a sign. Whatever. Take it.
So it's been Overwatch this whole time, and like Tony, you had said, we played some crazy matches. We got on a great run. We're running through people in competitive, and that's just—it's so much more fun when you're talking to people and communicating, because now you can coordinate stuff. And I think that we've gotten a lot better with our teamwork. Mm. So it definitely helps to play it all.
But you, more often. don't try to talk to strangers at level 30s though, because you're just gonna get like some weird redneck dude who doesn't even know when you went around or not. That's it.
The it only sounds one, like they
the,
they're
the only one who's willing to talk to you is this
Overwatch,
guy.
Overwatch has developed a class system. It's amazing.
It's true.
Wow. So, it's but wow.
They're there for a reason, I think. I mean, yeah. So, but yeah, we're super excited for season two. So
yeah, definitely. We'll have a spoiler, a bonus round. Jesus, can you spoil this? All right, listeners, we have an offer for our friends over at Loot Crate. If you go to trylootcrate.com/AYCG. You can sign up for Loot Crate, where you get all these nice little special treats sent to you once a month. You get like shirts, collectible toys, pins, buttons, stickers, magazines, comic books
are some of my favorite things you get in
You can enter the promo code BRIDGE10. That's the word bridge, like the structure, BRIDGE and the number 10. As a promo code, and you can save 10% off your first order of Loot Crate, your first subscription. And like once again, that link is trylootcrate.com/AYCG. So I think that's going to wrap it up, guys. You got anything else?
Check out our Suicide Squad spoiler cast.
Yep. Check out more news next week. We'll have a good Gamescast after Gamescom. And write us podcast.geek.net for any suggestions, comments you have. If you like the show, if you don't like the show, let us know. Follow us on Twitter, iGeek. We have YouTube channel listeners. If you want to watch us actually talk to each other here, it's iGeek.net on YouTube. You can subscribe to the channel. You get notified immediately once we post a new video. Follow us on Facebook and like us on Twitter. And tune in next week, guys. Thanks.